The Guardian. Now to the scandal in the States facing New York Governor Eliot Spitzer and his alleged penchant for high-class prostitutes. Although Mr. Spitzer has not admitted paying for sex, he told a news conference yesterday that he had let his family down.
I have acted in a way that violates my obligations to my family and that violates my or any sense of right and wrong. I apologize first and most importantly to my family. I apologize to the public, whom I promised better. I do not believe that politics in the long run is about individuals. It is about ideas, the public good, and doing what is best for the state of New York.
I spoke to our New York correspondent, Ed Pilkington. I began by asking him to give us a bit of background on this story.
Quite contrary to the assumption that he was caught in a sting of this prostitution ring, the so-called Emperor's Club, which was running these prostitutes. It was the other way around, that the club was caught out by detectives homing in on Eliot Spitzer. What seems to have happened was that the immigration services tipped off the police that there were certain strange movements of money from various bank accounts. They looked into it, found out that the accounts were owned by Eliot Spitzer, and immediately assumed there was some sort of corruption going on in Albany, the state capital of New York State, where Eliot Spitzer is governor. They were very surprised to find out that it wasn't corruption of any sort, but was related to purchase of sex. So they followed the train of money. They identified the club or the prostitution ring. They planted an undercover agent into that club, and that's how they. And then they started wiretapping all the prostitutes and the four main people who ran the prostitution ring.
Now, he was a popular governor, wasn't he? Is there any way he can stay in his job?
Well, popular, I think, has to be qualified in the case of Eliot Spitzer. He was popular in the sense that the people who voted for him, and they did so in a landslide when he became governor in 2006, he was popular because he went after sort of organised crime. He went after the mob, he went after white-collar crime, and he even took on Wall Street, forcing the former head of the New York Stock Exchange out of his job because he'd been paid a sort of fat salary. So he was sort of popular in that sense. He wasn't very popular among political colleagues and potential allies. In fact, he, by the end, before this scandal broke, he was pretty much without any friends in Albany because he had a very abrasive style. He was seen as a bit of a bully and would be sort of relentless in his pursuit of paradoxically ethical issues and moral issues.
Now, he backed Hillary Clinton in the Democratic race. Has she made any comment on this yet?
She just said a few kind words about both him and his wife and said, you know, we just had to stand by them at this difficult time and see what happened. It was fairly non-committal. And up to now, most people on the Democratic side have been fairly non-committal. The Republicans are already calling for his head. And as we said, it's very hard to see how he'll survive this thing.
Yeah, well, I mean, what happens next? What's the... What action is going to be taken, do you think?
We're all expecting that he will resign today, though when he gave his statement on Monday night when the story broke, he was quite careful in what he said, in the words of what he said. He made no reference either to the allegations against him about the prostitution allegations, nor would he make any reference to his own future. So we're left dangling and waiting to see what happens.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.